But what was not expected was what was seen in the fetal cells. These cells are only 14 years old. Implanted into this patient, but they too have exactly the same pathology as the patient whose brain was over 80 years old. So this was an extraordinary observation. And people began to think, what could this be? What could have caused the same pathology in these young fetal cells as was present in the patient's brain? And one idea was, well, could the alpha-synuclein have spread from the patient's brain into the fetal cells? Now, to understand and answer that question, you have to understand a little bit more about alpha-synuclein, this very common protein in the brain. It's very important, we think, in doing some things, but it's not absolutely essential, because if you take out the alpha-synuclein genes from mice, they're quite happy. They have some very subtle changes in their brain chemistry, but nothing terrible. But the presence of alpha-synuclein undoubtedly does some important things. But obviously, in the case of Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative disorders, it can cause problems. And it causes problems by sticking together. So the fibril proteins of alpha-synuclein, the little tiny fibers, can sometimes stick together to what we call oligomers. And oligomers can stick together and form what we call amyloid fibrils. And they ultimately go into that dense Lewy body. So this is a process of the protein sticking itself together. Now, the idea was, from the fetal cells, well, you wonder whether it's possible that some of the abnormal protein in Parkinson's disease patient was able to influence the normal protein in the fetal cells, transmit the pathology. And this has now been confirmed in the laboratory. First of all, that alpha-synuclein is released by nerve cells. It can be taken up by nerve cells, so it is transmitted from one to another. And abnormal alpha-synuclein can induce in the normal recipient cell the pathological changes that are the pathology of Parkinson's disease. So here we have the mechanism by which alpha-synuclein abnormalities can be transmitted from one nerve cell to another and spread through the brain. So this is a hugely important advance in understanding the cause, and may I say, a hugely important opportunity to try and cure the disease. Because if we can stop the spread, we might be able to slow at least the progression of the disease. Now, in the three very exciting areas of Parkinson's disease pathogenesis that I mentioned here, mitochondria I'm not talking about, the protein folding, aggregation, and propagation of alpha-synuclein I've just discussed, and then to come to the lysosomes. So lysosomes are hugely important in every cell, because lysosomes are the sort of rubbish collectors. They are crucial in taking out unwanted bits of the cell, proteins, parts of the cell that have run their course, and it's now time for them to be recycled. So you can imagine that if there's a problem with the lysosome, rubbish builds up. And when rubbish builds up, the normal health of the cell is affected. Now, as sometimes happens, chance or serendipity in science plays a crucial role in advance. And the relationship, the link between a disorder called Gaucher disease and Parkinson's disease came as a relatively unexpected but hugely important discovery just a few years ago. We've known about Gaucher disease for quite some time. Gaucher disease is a genetic disorder. It's caused by a mutation in the glucocerebrosidase gene. You'll remember that that's the one I mentioned earlier, that's the real common influence on Parkinson's disease. But years ago, we knew that a mutation in that gene could cause this disorder, which is Gaucher disease, which may present in children with enlargement of the liver and spleen because Gaucher disease is a lysosomal storage disorder, because glucocerebrosidase, in which the mutations occur, is a lysosomal enzyme responsible in part for the rubbish collection of the cell. So, for instance, this little boy here who has two mutations of the gene has impaired lysosomal function, impaired rubbish collection within the cell. And what has happened is that his liver and spleen have enlarged. What you see there is his liver with inside his abdomen. So enormous enlargement of the liver and spleen because of the defect in the lysosomal function and the accumulation of this rubbish, if you wish. But the disease can present later in life. And here we see a much older adult who's also got the disease, got the same gene mutation, and yet presents with only slight enlargement of the liver and spleen and goes on to develop Parkinson's disease. So this relationship and the discovery subsequently that these mutations are the commonest association or risk factor for Parkinson's disease has been enormously important.